It's time for the IzWiz with Matt's maddest rider, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 1998, recorded Thursday, July 25th, 2024. Bubbling with disappointment. On this episode of the GizWiz, Diggity has three fantastic gadgets from Sweet Sweet. I have my final outdoor party gadget and your videos all next on the GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue and LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! And here he is, the only guy who responded to my gadget luau invite, Dick D. Bartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. It was a wonderful luau.
It was great.
Was great.
It was the pig thing with the apple in the mouth. That was the best part for me.
Yeah. You know, I just ate the apple part.
Exactly. I didn't want the pig. The pig was.
I thought it was going to be bacon, but anyway.
When the pig got up and ran off, I was just like, "That's too rare for me." Yeah. The apple was definitely the best. What's up? How's it been this last week?
Let's see. Nothing too thrilling here. We had the weather in New York's been dreadful. You know, in the 90s and
hot. Hot.
Tremendous humidity. But one step closer to Fios.
Oh my gosh. What's the update?
I was update. Having breakfast and my breakfast table faces the backyard, so I can watch my trains out the window. Although I also have two cameras on the trains, I can watch them on a monitor. And suddenly, a man appears in my back window.
Your backyard.
In the backyard. Yes, they can get into the backyard through the basement.
Oh.
And he knocks on the back door, and he says, "I didn't want to scare you. I saw you sitting there. I just wanted to tell you I'm with Verizon." Actually, it was four people. And he got out the
Blueprints. Four people in your backyard?
Yes.
One person turned. Oh, by the way, we've been having a meeting without you in your backyard.
In your backyard.
They said,
"Oh, by the way, your trains are really nice."
Yeah. Wow. Do you use a power washer? What is going on?
Yeah. He said, they opened the plans up and he said, "Oh, what building are we in?" I said, 319. He said, "Oh, okay. You're not going to have a box in your backyard. The box is going to go on 325.
The neighbors?
I said, "Okay, it's four doors down." He said, "So basically all you'll have is a cable strung along the buildings." I said, "Do you know when?" And they said, "Actually, we're just the cable people. You'll hear from Verizon when they get ready to do it. But they have to do the whole neighborhood first." So.
Wow.
But at least the wiring in the building is all done. And now
So your whole block is, so there's one node, basically, is what you're saying.
The box. Exactly. Yeah, and it's interesting because I thought it would be, well, we have to get 80% of the people in your building. They're just wiring every apartment. Actually, according to the guys, they run a box above the door of every apartment. And then if you didn't want it, they do nothing. But if a new tenant moves in and they want it, then they'll attach a wire.
That is so funny. I mean, people hate installation fees anyway, right? Like, you don't. If you get a service, you're not going to want, okay. And then also $500 to have someone install the service at my door. So I guess they're saying, well, we have the installers in the block, go door to door, install it on every door all at once, and then people are going to want it.
And it's cheaper for them to have two people just do the whole building at one time.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that is.
And you, what's happening with you?
Not as exciting as that. You were eating, and all of a sudden, your backyard turned into gigabit speeds. Like, that's crazy. Honestly, really, Nothing. I don't think there's been any.
Nothing. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Trying to think. It's hard to remember a week past, but yeah, I can't.
Oh, you know, we should mention in host chat, in two shows, GizWiz 2000.
2000 episodes.
2000. I mean,
not
for a podcast, that's pretty amazing.
Yes, yes. So, and for those who are new, I guess, let's do a little history lesson. The first few years, 5 years? Five. So it started off as a weekly show, then moved to a daily show.
No, it started off as a daily show.
Started off as a daily show, moved to
Radio. For no, radio. There was no video, yeah.
And it was smaller segments. It was like...
Oh my God, the segments were like 7 minutes.
Right. It was like a hit.
Yeah.
And that was an episode of the GizWiz for a long, long time. So that was every weekday. So you'd get through 5 episodes a week for a while. That's one of the reasons we have so many episodes, is for a while it was the daily GizWiz.
Exactly. And then it was just one of 3 shows that Leah was doing. But then when the show, he started to get a lot of shows, the editor said, why can't you just do 5 gadgets in one show so that we only have one show to edit? And that worked out well, because trying to do 5 host chats is really difficult. 5 host chats in a row.
Ah, it's Tuesday. Well,
yeah. Oh,
you know,
see.
Taco Tuesday, I love it. I'm not eating a taco today, but man, it's another Tuesday. That's what they say about Tuesdays. Yeah, I get the...
Yep, and then some video started, and then I think it was after 5 years, Leo said, we're getting some sponsors, and you at last will get some money.
Woohoo!
So that was... a 5-year investment in
and weren't those
building,
the years making money
building,
with the GizWiz.
Building an audience, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And then it was so. I remember specifically the weekly daily GizWiz. I thought that was hilarious.
Yes, that's what we called it. What do you want to call it? I said, well, the weekly daily GizWiz.
Yeah, it's not the daily GizWiz anymore. It's now the weekly daily GizWiz.
Yeah.
When did that drop? When did it just become the GizWiz? Was that when we finally...
You know what? I don't even know.
When did we lose that? That's how you know you've been around, when you don't even remember your own lore. When your own history is so complicated.
Yeah. Well, I think it was 2006. That's a lot of years.
Well, we interrupted ourselves by saying we want people, I want people, to send in little, you know, I guess congratulations, or say thank you, or just say hello, say, you know, what.
A gadget that you said, oh my God, I bought this and I loved it, or you guys made me waste money on this.
Yes.
You know, any
And
emails,
I want to put together a little
videos.
Montage and play it. So I need the videos, just basically whatever. You know, we have 2 weeks until the last.
Yeah, 2 weeks from today.
From today until episode 2000. So just anything. That I do want to make kind of a quick montage. So keep them fast, almost like a quick greeting card. Like, love you guys. You guys are the best. So that we can kind of show everybody. But... yeah, that would be great. And then just send it on over to mail@gizwiz.tv, upload it to YouTube. Just try to make sure it's horizontal. Honestly, this will be a quick montage, so however you record it, you'll be good. And I'll try to put together that before episode 2000.
And then, of course, if only 2 people send something in, it will be a slow montage. We'll just slow it down so it looks like.
It's called it's not a montage, it's a bitage, and then you can have a tritage.
Yes, bitage. And we'll give it, we'll have AI, we'll just say, AI, add 1,000 congratulations and make up some people's faces.
Yes, ChatGPT, generate image of what, grateful fans. I don't know.
Yes, there you go.
Yes. So yeah, that'll be fun. I think it'll be fun to say congrats to ourselves for such a
You know,
1,000 episodes. It's crazy. It's cool.
It's quite amazing. Oh, okay. Yeah. I have to go find our podcast award. It was up here somewhere.
Yeah. Well, every once in a while, I'm like, I remember we got an award. And I can't for the life of me.
Well, you know, back then, Twit was real wild. And he'd say, oh, you know, so-and-so won a podcast award. I said, well, why doesn't the Gizwiz ever win a podcast? And he said, just tell your fans you want to win an award.
It's an award-winning podcast. There was years that was the line I would use. That's another thing, is you could tell the eras.
Yeah, and we did win as best comedy podcast.
Something like that.
I guess maybe. And we won out over some big things like the BBC, something crazy. Anyway. So now I just have a magic marker and I just change the date every year. So
yeah,
I've won lots of them.
In fact, we may have even outlisted that award ceremony. I don't even know if
I think we are. I think we have.
I don't think they do that award ceremony anymore.
I'm not sure.
That's so funny. Well, hey, you went to so anyway, once again, please, we'll try to remind people next week too. Just record something and say hello and say something and mail it on over.
I mean, it could be up to a minute if they want, right?
Yes. So do that. Send it on over. Okay, not Sweet Sweet. It is Sweet Sweet?
Sweet. I have two gadgets left over from the other event. I'll do everything next week. Sweet Sweet is a toy event, okay? And I think this is the most astounding transformer I have ever seen, and I think you'll agree. This is it.
Well, we've been at Robeson before, but they have lots of new stuff, and Logan is going to show us some of it.
Yes, sir. I'll show you all these robots we got. So
okay.
This one we just launched about 3 months ago.
Okay.
It's a tank. About 8 pounds. I want you to feel how heavy this machinery is.
Wow.
It's like substantial, right?
Yeah.
Very nice. Now, he goes from tank to...
Hey, Megatron. Introduce yourself.
So he's going to go ahead and...
Wow!
Introduce who he is.
Oh my... Holy cow.
Okay, what... Okay, toys are getting too advanced. I'm actually scared.
36 servo motors.
Pretty amazing, right?
Amazing.
What you're hearing is the original voice of Megatron from 1984, Frank Welker.
Yeah.
We brought him in studio, re-recorded all brand new lines. You're going to hear the voice of Peter Cullen in the original Optimus Prime, which is this one. Hey, Optimus Prime. Megatron.
What?
So all of these are voice activated, app connected, and I've got our app on Grimlock.
And this is another amazing one.
Dick, why don't you go ahead and press bite?
Okay, bite. Okay. Did he knock up?
Touch bite right there.
Okay. Oh my.
What?
Oh my. Holy cow.
Wow.
So, oh my God.
Wow. I feel like I could buy one of these or college education.
What are these retail for? They're amazing.
Yeah, thank you. So these are $16.99, so $1,699. Grimlock.
Yeah.
Megatron, our brand new one, is this one is $11.99. And then Optimus Prime, our elite version, is $6.99. I want to talk to you.
Are all three out?
Yes. You can order all three of these. These are shipping now, Grimlock and Optimus. Megatron just launched, so he's coming in about 2 months, and we're shipping this.
And Robeson.com?
Yeah, so Robeson.com, HasbroPulse.com, you got Entertainment Earth, you got Big Bad Toy Store. All the collector sites, okay. You can go ahead and get
this.
It.
This is great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's super. I am flabbergasted.
I am too. Now, yeah, we're going to watch Dick transform into a cappuccino. No, I don't know. That is crazy. It is more expensive than I expected.
Yes. Yes. But, yeah, I put a link to their video. It's 3 minutes, but if you start 1 minute in, there's sort of a slow motion of that transformation of the Megatron.
I'm getting that thing.
And powered by 118
About 1 minute,
chips,
yeah.
Controlling 36 high-precision servo motors, enabling fluid transformation and actions.
Decepticons, attack! Crush them. Crush them all!
Interact with your Megatron.
Where are we? Okay, I thought we were much closer to a minute. There we go. Here's the slow-mo.
There we go, yeah. Yeah, this is good.
By remote control using your mobile device. Beyond the built-in actions, customize your Megatron by programming unique actions.
That's okay. Right there is good.
Here we go. Oh my gosh, this is so cool.
Megatron will win any fight for Cybertron when equipped with a light-up Energon sword and Energon mace.
Yikes.
Is that it?
Featuring individual controlled track treads. Enabling the tank to perform pivot turns, mimicking real tank movements. Nothing will stop Megatron.
That is crazy.
And it weighs, you know, he handed me this thing in the video. I think it's 12 and a half pounds. I mean, it's just...
I kind of appreciate how they're just like, yeah, we want it to do everything. And we don't mind that it costs the same as a laptop.
Yes, yes.
Like, and the uncompromising, like, we're just going to make it do the thing, and it's going to cost as much as it costs. And if you don't, you can't afford it, too bad. Cool.
At high-end robo dealers, I think.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, exactly.
Yes, and there's one thing in that video that I thought was amazing is you can, if I understand it right, you can program him by taking him and moving him around, bending his arms and stuff, and he'll remember that and then act that out for you.
Wow.
So if you don't want to program him, you just say, hey, do this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, movement is insane.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, obviously, the passion of them getting in the people who voiced them, you know, all the
original
actors.
Absolutely. Yeah, 112 violet and purple LEDs, 36 servo motors.
I mean, that is like unlike anything I've ever seen before.
Yeah, you're not going to find that on Amazon.
No. I mean, or you will, but still.
Maybe. Price. Yeah, yeah. At some point you will for $5,000. Somebody who bought
crazy. Like, I just didn't even know that this company. I'm just glad you found the company, you know? Like, obviously, I won't be buying one anytime soon. But
no, I did one several years ago, and it was amazing then. And then I didn't see them at shows for a long time.
Yeah.
But now they came back big time. Big time.
So crazy. That is cool. That is really, really cool. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait a minute. Are they on Amazon?
Are they?
Scooter X just put up.
There it is.
Oh my gosh.
Look at that.
And it is from them.
Yeah. Well, look at this guy. This is Buzz Lightyear. Does he move?
Oh my god, so loud.
Sorry to make everyone's ears bleed. Man. Does he move?
I didn't even know they did that kind of
stuff. No. Look at him go. And he has little Socks the Cat. That is crazy.
Wow.
That's insane. That is really cool. This is why we watch the Giz Whiz.
That's right.
Because when else are you going to run into actual articulating Transformer robots that you can buy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Cool. So,
all right. Well, now, coming down to more our price point stuff from Wowie.
Hey, we're at Wowie, and they always have fun stuff, and Dave's going to... What is that?
Well, this is Bike Club. You've heard of Fight Club, right?
Yeah.
You don't talk about Fight Club, but we are going to talk about Bike Club.
Part of the Untamed
Bike Club. Bike Club. Bike Club. You got it. So this is Typhoon and Chomp, and they're kind of fun $10 each kind of creatures, kind of prehistoric looking croc. But let's see. Why don't you put that pencil down, Dick? In this
okay.
Go ahead.
I press
yeah,
down on
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Just let it go.
Oh,
my God. Where'd you get him going, too?
Okay.
I don't think you want to put your finger or anything else in there. Right? There we go. But they're just crazy fun characters, and they're part of the
battling each other.
Untamed line. Yeah. So they're just going, they're just going crazy in a while.
That's very cool. Yeah. The Fight Club.
Coming out.
And you stop them by opening
the mouth.
Okay, they'll be out next month.
Yes.
Okay.
Pencil's not included.
You know, I definitely smoke it.
Yeah, I think they want the volume down a bit.
This is wild. This comes out in October. This is called the Vapor Strike. Okay? Here, why don't you hold on to it? Yeah. They're laser tag, all self-contained, so you don't have to wear anything else. And let me set this blaster. You hold on. That's your health meter right there.
My health meter?
Health meters, yes. So you start off with... Each one is worth 2 points, okay? I'm going to set these blasters here for a one-on-one game. Hit the button on the bottom, prime it up, okay? And then let's go. What blasting at me? You're taking me out. You know what you're doing.
I'm telling you.
Looks like there's smoke.
You knocked me out.
You got smoke coming out of that gun.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the first time. This is pretty much in the history of any game that I won.
Here we go. Yeah, how much? $49.99.
Okay, you get a pair.
Yeah.
Okay.
For both things. Here, you want to play?
Are they rechargeable batteries?
Okay, for 3 AA batteries.
Okay. And that's October?
October.
And April. This is great. Always fun at well.
Wowee! That is crazy.
Wowee, yeah. I know. And someone in the chat room said, the first time a kid gets their finger caught, they'll take it from the market. All right, so... Ta-da. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. It's not on their website yet, but I didn't realize Wowie has tons of stuff.
Yeah.
They're also very big in finger puppets.
Yeah.
And, now they're starting.
Click into Untapped. Anyway, yeah, those are crazy.
Crazy stuff. But they gave me one of those.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought maybe... He does it with a pencil so you don't get your finger stuck. So I will.
Is it hurt? Ah! No.
Actually, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Yeah.
You can just lift your finger off.
Yeah. And if you do get one, batteries are included. And I couldn't get it to work. So I took the dreaded screw out. Because I thought there was plastic covering the battery, and there wasn't. And I said, oh, wait a minute. Is there a switch somewhere? And yes, under the tail is an on-off switch. So if you get one, they're $9.99. If you get one, the batteries are in there. And the little on-off switch is under the tail.
That's cute.
So they're fun.
Yeah.
And the little guns are coming out in October.
It seemed like there was like smoke coming out of them, and they were...
Yes, I think the smoke is just to have fun. I'm not sure why. but you have to hit the LEDs on the other person's gun. And if you knock all the LEDs out, you win. And somehow, not knowing what the hell I was doing. Or maybe they have a way to shut them off if you're pressed.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You shoot over here. Bzz, oh, you got me. Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
How come Dennis is in the hall when you said he won?
Yes. I wasn't even pulling the trigger. How did I win? I don't even understand. And Captain J, yes, I can confirm that is exactly the death roll of an alligator. That is a natural movement of.
Okay.
I don't know if the natural alligator does that 360, but no, I'm just kidding.
yeah. Also, the natural alligator does not have a little switch. Screw in the back.
It
does not have an off switch. That's the problem with alligators.
Yeah, we need to get on that as a society, installing those on off switches on wild animals. Okay, cool. Wow.
Okay, one more gadget. And we did something from this company like 3 years ago. The company is very clever, and this is their latest.
We're here at Sunny Days, and we have something that'll make you a sunny day. You could build anything.
Anything?
Look at this. Look at this.
So this is our 3-in-1 mega crane truck by Max Action. It's going to be launching next month at Target. Not only does it spin 360 degrees, but you can also raise and lower up the crane to pick up anything you want with this hook. And then all you have to do is put on the wrecking ball and knock it all down.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So this was, what was this doing? Oh, that was rotating.
Yep.
Okay, and I love the lights.
Oh, that looks
fun.
That's
a 360. This one here kind of raises.
Light, headlights, taillights.
Okay.
And one, let's the bar come all the way
this,
out.
Yep, this is up and down. And then this one is kid powered. So if you need need it to be a little bit smaller, of course, for storage purposes.
Yeah. And what does that retail for?
It retails for $40.
$40. That is an excellent buy for $40. And it runs on?
It runs on batteries, so 4 AA batteries.
4 AA batteries. I think that's great. Max Action from Sunny Days. I'm going to go out and knock down a building or two.
Make sure they're made out of plastic.
Yes, exactly.
That is cool. I the little motors. Oh my gosh.
A little motors, sound effects, lighting. That one has fold and reverse, so there's a motor in it.
I would have loved build a Lincoln log cabin, knock it over.
Oh, knock it down.
Yeah. what are the little building, like maybe a wooden block building? Knock that thing over.
Now,
That is childhood, right there.
Yes. It's not on their web, on Amazon yet, but look at that. They build great, fun, very big.
11 bucks for them? That was crazy.
Yeah, the motorcycle is 20 bucks.
Was it this?
I didn't see that. The action tool, the little weed whacker.
Yeah. I think we covered, what did we cover?
We covered that, the rocket.
This.
The Sunny Day 3-in-1 Blast-Off Rocket, which was great fun. $32.
Did we
the
also
helicopters?
I thought we covered some. Yeah, I don't remember. But yeah, these are all very reasonably priced. This is great. Oh, look!
Well, you know what? They do have the truck. They do have it. Oh, but you know what? Don't buy it there.
Yeah.
Because she said Target is going to have it for $39.99.
Yeah.
So it'd be $10 cheaper.
There it is. Yeah, that is so cool. Up, down, swivel, crane up, down. That is neat. And then there's buttons on the
forward,
top.
Reverse. There's two buttons for the truck to go forward and back. I think the stuff is really nice looking.
Yeah.
Get a couple of bricks.
I agree. Fun times to be had with that gadget. That's good.
Sunny days.
Okay, sunny days for gadget number 3. Now, let's take a walk to a crappy place.
You know you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's. Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. The last of the summer outdoor crappy gadgets. We got a good one. I took this one outside already.
I just seeing the name, I like it.
Yeah, exactly. I took this one outside earlier, so let's take a look.
Hey, Diggy D. Here we are.
That is the most realistic rabbit.
Backyard, crazy summertime gadget. This is not my backyard. Cute little bunny over there, though. So today we are taking a look at the Bubble Torch Garden Lamp. This is a fun outdoor activity that you can do. And the original suggestion for this theme was from my mother. And she said she wanted firework alternative gadgets. And this was the funnest thing I could think of that has lights and bubbles. I'm not exactly sure what firework alternative meant, but this is how I interpreted it. So this is, it will produce bubbles out the top, lights out the bottom, and music all on its own. It is not a Bluetooth speaker, it just produces music. It mentions on the box that there's these various height levels, and really that is just how many tubes you want to install. And one more thing I want to mention on the box, all the instructions, it mentions that this takes 3 AA batteries. Well, it does not, in fact, take 3 AA batteries, because I was confused because I remember seeing on Amazon, rechargeable. Well, it is rechargeable. They've taken the compartment that would take the 3 batteries and just wired the DC battery in, and they give you a USB-A to this connector to charge the battery. So you just kind of shove it in there and then put the battery pack on with the screw right there. So let me go ahead and assemble it. It's just all these little plastic pieces. And one final thing is that this base, I went ahead and added all of the water into it. It comes empty with a little cap, but it works very effectively. This is a nice heavy base now, so I think construction should go pretty quickly. Okay, so we are adding on the last piece. Very, very simple. One other gripe that I have before we really show it off. Bubble solution. The box came with none. Zero bubble solution at all. Not even a screwdriver to get the little screw off of it. So this is my own homemade brew. Hopefully it works. Also, we're on a bit of a slope here, and this stays up pretty well. Yeah, maybe you'd want to lower it with younger children. Here we go. There's a switch on the side, on, off, on, and then on with music. So we can turn it just to on, and that will do the LEDs out the top and the bottom, and the fan, which will start the bubbles. And then that's the middle position. All the way down will turn on the music. Yay! The Bubble Torch Garden Lamp. This makes me feel so patriotic. This is almost like looking at some fireworks. Maybe a firework alternative. The LEDs, weirdly, are only blue and red. They stopped there. They got 2 colors of LEDs. They're at the top, and then also they point into the bubble solution as well. Here in daylight, you really can't see it. At nighttime, it may look a bit better. Okay, well, we're gonna take this back to you guys in the studio.
I can't imagine a 5-year-old that could handle that music for very long.
Boing. Is there only one song?
One song.
That is, oh my God,
the song you get. I was gonna see if we can turn off the lights here.
Oh, that'd be great. I have an idea that would be super. Okay. Oh, there you go. Now you're talking.
Okay, let's turn it on.
Now you're talking.
Oh, there are bubbles coming out. Let's turn on the music. Yeah, it's not very...
No, it's not very disco-y.
No.
It looks more like a short circuit.
Yeah, that's pretty underwhelming. Be honest. It's also starting to smell a little bit like dish soap in here. Because they didn't give me any bubble solution, and that's what they said to do, is put dish soap and water together, and that's your best option. Very crappy. Extremely crappy, okay? On the crappiness scale, between the one track, the two pitiful LEDs, the battery compartment that's made for AA's and is been retrofitted with a wire. Anyway, this thing is just whack. It costs it's priced way too high for what it is.
I was going to guess $20.
Yeah, $26. There is a 10% off coupon. But yeah, this is like a Five Below gadget for sure.
Yes, when I saw just two LEDs, I thought, what is this, Five Below?
I would like you to imagine the wedding.
Oh my God.
The wedding where she goes
and divorce.
Yes.
After the bubble machine starts, the divorce comes in.
Ah, and here comes the bride. Ah, she looks so great in that dress. Turn this off. Oh my God.
Yeah,
it's pretty crappy. I would not recommend it. The best part of this was the bass, and that's really just water. Really, I thought the bass was very impressive. It was very heavy, but that's just gravity. So yeah, not much else to say about the what's the name of this thing? Bubble Torch Garden Lamp.
No.
Yeah, would not recommend. Oh, look at this. I should have even noticed. Oh my gosh, they're not even hiding a thing. The Amazon page tells you how to set up the battery.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. But the box does not. The box has the old info on it.
Oh, I see. Yes. One shows the three batteries.
Yeah. Yeah. So if I realize now, I could have seen that when I was ordering, but it came as a shock at, you know, a week later when I was looking at it. So there you go. The Bubble Torch Garden Lamp. Like I said, please, nobody buy this. It looks like Scooter X may have found... Oh, it's less expensive, but it looks, honestly... It looks better. It looks like a better gadget. This is a $7.
Well, certainly the price is better.
The price is better. It is actually shaped like a torch, too.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of cool. And look, it makes babies run fast. Oh, my gosh. In the process of playing with bubbles, fall in love with sports. It will make your children athletes. It will make your children athletes. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
What is this?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Spit bubbles as you run and fill the surroundings with bubbles as you run.
Yeah.
There you go.
This is probably good. We're probably going to see this at the French Olympics.
Yeah. That's what
tomorrow.
I'm thinking. Yeah.
They probably right, have
as
like
they
a
run
thou-
past
a thousand
down the
of
Seine,
these.
Bubbles. I agree. Just to show how clean it is. Yeah, that is absolutely, that is a really funny. Thanks for sending that over, Scooter X, because that is a really funny AliExpress thing. Okay, so there you go. That's really all there is to say about, we've spent too much time, honestly, on the automatic bubble torch. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy, together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
On. Our email is from Jason Friedman, who says, "Hi Dick, hi Chad, hi Josh. Here's a link to the video I made about my Roku Soundbridge M1000 for your Gadget Warehouse segment."
Okay.
And here's his video.
Interesting.
Hi, Dick and Chad. This is Jason coming to you from Israel. a big fan of the show, been listening from episode number one, and I really enjoyed a few weeks ago when my suggestion for a gadget theme of train gadgets was voted on by the patrons, and particularly enjoyed listening to Chad whispering about gadgets while on the train. The gadget I'd like to talk to you about today is the Roku Soundbridge M1000, this device here. Quite a few years ago now, we moved to America, to Penn State University, and I wanted to bring my songs from Israel with us. We had lots of a nice big collection of CDs, as people had in those days. And so what I did is I ripped the CDs to a hard disk, and we brought the computer with us to Israel. And then we could place this device in the kitchen, and this is an audio streamer. So before Roku were famous for making video streamers, they also used to make audio streamers.
No,
and the way it worked
way.
Is you could, the songs were on the computer upstairs, and this device, using through the internet, through Wi-Fi, was able to listen to the songs off the computer.
What?
So the way it works is you just plug in, you plug in to hear a set of speakers, and then on the other side you could either plug in a network cable. There's also an option to put in a Wi-Fi card there, so you could access it wirelessly. So the device worked quite nicely. It allowed us from the kitchen. There was a remote control. You could pick your favorite albums and songs to play from it. You also had a rudimentary search facility, so you could search through the songs. In addition, it was also able to play internet radio. You could go to a particular website and select the radio stations you were interested in, and then you could play them back using the device. My main problem with the device was that I'd ripped the songs and given them Hebrew names using some service. Unfortunately, the device didn't have any Hebrew character set, so it wasn't able to display the names. It just showed them in gibberish instead.
No.
My few favorite albums I went through and manually transliterated them into English so I'd be able to see the song names. After we had it for more than a year, unfortunately, the LCD screen died. While Roku said it was unfixable, I found on some Roku forums someone who was able to fix it. So I sent it to him and he fixed the LCD screen. Unfortunately, since then, the device has died again.
No!
I didn't bother fixing it second time around. These days, we have an easier option.
Yeah,
at home here, we have a Google Voice and Spotify.
Yeah.
Which is frankly much easier to use and
yes.
Many more songs. But back in its time, it was really a great invention, and we used it a lot to listen to lots of music and songs and radios while we were there.
I can't.
Bye.
That is amazing. 10 out of 10. Wow.
I found the review of it.
I am blown away. Okay, yeah. What is that?
Yeah. It is from 2006. So what's that, 18 years ago, and
man.
It was $250.
Check this out. It's only dropped $25 in price since then. No, just kidding. This is on Mercari.
Someone has a brand new one?
Yes, on Mercari. Mercari is it's like eBay, but it's like instant. Yeah, look at that. I mean, just the fact that this is an actual Roku, like this was the original Roku product.
Yes, who knew that
who
they even
knew? Like already, my jaw's on the floor, and that you have one and that you used one. Insane. Anyway, continue with the review. That is so funny.
Yeah. No. It's $250. And I believe in the review they liked it a lot.
Man, that is so funny. This is, so nowadays, there's a similar gadget. Actually, I think it's not made anymore. But Steam Deck is almost similar to this in that it's a bridge. But what you would use nowadays is you would, you know, how you're still using your internal Wi-Fi to kind of go back to the hub and play the music. The Steam Deck will do that to your computer, and it'll use video. So you can play a video game on your computer on a TV that's in the living room, right? And so it'll do that same sort of bridge type of technology where you're playing it in one spot but getting it from another with, you know, high frame rate stuff. It's so funny that that existed for music, that it was like, go use the sound bridge to play music. That is crazy.
Crispy
is so
Bacon
funny.
Said, now that's a collector's item.
Yeah. And that's so cool that you used it to go to Israel and that it had the bug with Hebrew language.
Jason, that was
so
really
funny.
Great.
That's
was
cool.
so so much fun.
Yeah.
If you have a gadget like that, doesn't matter if it doesn't work anymore, but like Jason, tell us why you, how you used it, and it served him well for a long time. And there's what it looked like. Oh, May 2005. Yeah, from Roku Labs. It's so interesting.
Oh,
that
my gosh, this was cool. I mean, this was a
this was kind of
cool.
Amazing. This is very tech.
Yeah.
Very techy.
Super. Yeah, you get a music server, and then, wow.
Yeah. And there's what it looked like when it
Up. If you were into digital music, this is great. Play your lossless files from your network-connected home. Like, it is funny that nowadays you do that, but with a $50 puck, you know, or a, or just your phone using Bluetooth to the closest wireless speaker.
That's super.
That is
super. Jason will get the current issue of Mail. I think he said he moved to the U.S. I'm not sure. Jason, if you're still over there, I will autograph an Alfred E. Newman picture and send you a high-res image. But if you live in the U.S. or Canada, I'll send you the current issue of Mad Magazine. And we need more videos. Okay, this was great. So first time submitter from Jason, a great video. Horizontal format. We could see the gadget here, Jason. You can be in it if you want. If you're shy, just show the gadget and talk about it. And make your video 1 to 3 minutes. Put it up on YouTube. When you upload, there's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted, and that means only people with the URL will be able to see it. And send that URL to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And boys, if someone else new wants to send in a video, that'd be great. If not, anybody, a video, anything to do with a gadget. mail@gizwiz.tv.
That is great. I like I'm using Jason's video as inspiration. It's just, did you ever buy a gadget to solve a problem? You know, back in the day, oh man, I had to buy that one thing to get the music to play around the house. You know, that's a good place to start. Okay, with that, let's move on to the letter! Become the letters, your lovely letters.
Become the Gizwiz letters now. Our email is from Steve Miller, who simply says, I found the new hat for Chad to buy.
Okay, let's take a look.
And show the photo.
Can confirm, yeah. I think I'd buy that.
Now, did you know instantly this was?
I think I did. Yeah, I did. But I have never seen this before.
Me either.
But the design of this box immediately gave me the thought of all the, you know, I think it was the iPad wrist holder box. That was one of their classics company.
Yes, we're talking about prank boxes.
Prank boxes. And so the idea is you buy an inexpensive prank box with a very funny outside cover, just like this cat hat wearable cat tree.
My favorite is the shower coffee maker. So that you can be in the shower while right under the shower your coffee is brewing.
Okay. Oh my gosh! Here,
I think they also used that at Sam Quentin to experiment.
Prank boxes.
Prisoners.
This one looks like new cargo socks. Oh my god! They are cargo socks. Yeah, cargo socks.
Oh, okay, right.
They have pockets on your socks. A jigsaw puzzle that's mostly blue. I don't know if this is the same company, but it's all kind of this.
I don't know. It's sort of like the Goodwins.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. There it is. Bathe and brew. That is my favorite. Bathe and brew.
There's one of an iPad wrist.
I have that too.
What I was thinking of, but that is also really funny.
TechNet, yes.
TechNet. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my first fire.
Yeah.
My kid's first fire.
Man, I have not seen the cat scratch one. That is
no.
That's a good one though. Honestly, it's I think it's a gadget I need. If they did that for your shoulders, you know, like a little vest, and then it made like a tree around you, oh, that'd be great.
There you go. Yeah.
Wear that
yeah.
all the time.
Because you need both cats up there, so one yeah. one's not jealous.
Exactly. Yeah, that's very fun. And then what people typically do is they, you put a real gift inside, or you just couldn't. You know, they get nothing.
Yeah, just say
a fun box.
Yeah,
that's great. That is really great. Okay, well, thank you for the letter. I want to say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you guys so much for supporting our show every single episode. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back, patreon.com/gizwiz, or head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of our website, and there's a big old banner that'll take you to our Patreon page, or a little link that'll take you to our PayPal page. However you give, thank you so much. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. When we're live, the website will just update with the live stream so you can chat along with everybody and join the chat room so you can chat along with everybody. If we're not live, all our episodes will be there after the fact. There at our website or our YouTube page. And you can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts as well. Head on to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you're ever needing a link back or reminder about a gadget, gizwiz.biz is the place to go. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? The game show online. This is an entire gadget. And you gotta guess what this is. This is obvious to me that this is a little saddle for riding a wire. Whenever, you know, it's like a instead of a zip line from below, you sit on.
Oh,
the zip line.
Okay, yeah.
There you go.
It's a
sit atop line instead of a zip line. It's a sit atop.
Okay. All right.
Saddle. If you think you know what this is, get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. That's 18 Mad Magazines up for grabs, so get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.